You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's coronavirus death toll now exceeds the number of civilians killed in the nation during World War II. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is deeply sorry for the more than 100,000 deaths.
It's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. The years of life lost, the family gatherings not attended, and for so many relatives, the missed chance even to say goodbye. I offer my deepest condolences to everyone who's lost a loved one.
The United Kingdom is the first country in Europe to pass 100,000 deaths and has the fifth highest death toll globally. Britain's opposition leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has called it a national tragedy and accuses the government of being too slow to act.
There's a strong sense, I think, that our government has been behind the curve at every stage, that there's been, if you like, a reluctance to take tough decisions when they needed to be taken. And here we are today, we find ourselves with this awful milestone.
Around the world, vaccination programmes are seen as a pathway out of the pandemic. In the United States, President Joe Biden has announced his administration is increasing purchases of vaccines to deliver enough to protect 300 million Americans by the end of summer in the Northern Hemisphere.
We will increase overall weekly vaccination distributions to states, tribes and territories from 8.6 million doses to a minimum of 10 million doses. Starting next week, that's an increase of 1.4 million doses per week.
The World Health Organization has again criticized the distribution of vaccines, saying rich nations are forging ahead while poorer nations are having to wait. The head of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, is challenging all countries to make sure vaccines are distributed fairly.
We must ensure that vaccination of health workers and older people is underway in all countries within the first 100 days of this year. We have 74 days left. Time is short and the stakes could not be higher.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned if industrialized countries ignore the needs of developing nations, the pandemic will not be contained.
Geld ist das eine.
Money is one thing, but another is, of course, the availability of the vaccine in times of shortages. And this is about fair distribution, and not just about the question of money.
In the European Union, vaccine rollouts have been slow compared with some other countries and fraught with problems, including interruptions to supply chains. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen referenced a dispute with AstraZeneca over delayed vaccine deliveries to the EU during a virtual meeting of the World Economic Forum.
Europe invested billions to help develop the world's first COVID-19 vaccines, to create a truly global common good. And now the companies must deliver. They must honour their obligations.
Meanwhile, the WHO, in partnership with Britain, is to launch a platform where new variants of the virus can be analysed and identified. Britain's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, says it will help provide an early warning of new mutations.
The new variant assessment platform will help us better understand this virus and how it spreads wherever any mutation is found. Because as we've all learned, a mutation in one part of the world is a threat to people everywhere.
Genomics experts in the UK will assess samples provided from abroad or will provide advice and support remotely where a country has some resources. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.